back to the Motor City Sports Rundown. We've got a jam-packed show for you today, heavily focused on the future of the Detroit Lions.
That's right. The 2026 NFL Draft is officially underway in Pittsburgh, and Brad Holmes has made his first major move. We finally have some clarity on how they plan to rebuild that offensive line.
It's a foundational pick, and we're going to spend a lot of time breaking down exactly what it means for the trenches. Plus, we're shifting gears to the diamond later in the show.
The Tigers are heading down to Cincinnati for a crucial road series against the Reds. We'll look at the pitching matchups and whether Detroit can finally figure out their road woes.
It's a big week for Detroit sports. Let's dive right into the draft. So, the wait is over. With the 17th overall pick in the 2026 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions have selected Clemson offensive tackle Blake Miller. This is a massive acquisition, quite literally, for a team that desperately needed to address the offensive line after the departure of longtime left tackle Taylor Decker.
Massive is the right word. Miller is 22 years old, stands 6'7", and tips the scales at 317 pounds. But the physical measurables aren't even the most impressive part of his profile. It's his absolute Iron Man durability. He set a Clemson record by playing 3,786 offensive snaps over 54 consecutive career starts.
54 consecutive starts at a major program like Clemson is staggering. General Manager Brad Holmes clearly valued that reliability. Holmes actually told the media, "When you think about Blake Miller, you sleep easy." And you can see why. The Lions are coming off a really disappointing 9-8 season, where they finished last in the NFC North, and inconsistent pass protection was a glaring issue throughout the year.
Right, and Miller's mindset fits exactly into the culture Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes have built. When asked about his streak, Miller said, "At the end of the day, if I'm able to play, whether it's through injury or whether I'm blessed enough to be completely healthy, I think I owe it to my teammates to be on the field." That is exactly the kind of quote that makes the Lions front office fall in love with a prospect. It certainly is. But let's look at the schematic fit here. The plan is clearly to move All-Pro Penei Sewell over to left tackle to fill the void left by Decker. That means Blake Miller is being brought in to compete for the starting right tackle position immediately. There is no redshirt year for him. And that's where the transition to the NFL gets complicated. While Miller is universally praised for his run-blocking aggression and his athleticism, analysts have raised some red flags about his pass protection. The biggest concern is his upright posture. At 6'7", he sometimes struggles to play with leverage, and his technique and pass sets can be inconsistent.
Which is a legitimate concern when you look at the edge rushers he's going to face in the NFC North. You can't just rely on sheer size and strength against elite NFL speed. If he gets caught standing straight up, professional pass rushers are going to get under his pads and walk him right back into Jared Goff.
Exactly. The speed and complexity of NFL defensive schemes are a massive step up from the ACC. But the Lions are betting that their offensive line coach, Hank Fraley, can refine those technical flaws. They are drafting the traits and the toughness. If you have a guy who is willing to grind through 50 fierce straight starts, you have a player who is willing to put in the work in the film room and on the practice field to fix his leverage issues.
I think that's the bottom line. You can teach technique, but you can't teach 6'7", 317 pounds. And you certainly can't teach the kind of durability that allows a guy to take over 3,700 college snaps without missing a beat. It's a calculated risk by Holmes, but one that aligns perfectly with the identity of this franchise. Let's pivot over to baseball. The Detroit Tigers are continuing their early season grind, heading into a three-game series against the Cincinnati Reds starting April 24th at Great American Ballpark. First pitch is scheduled for 6:40 p.m. Eastern.
This is a really fascinating interleague matchup. Both of these teams are currently sitting in second place in their respective divisions, but they are getting there in very different ways. The Reds are looking strong with a 16-9 overall record, while the Tigers are sitting at 14-12.
And the glaring issue for the Tigers right now is their performance away from Comerica Park. They are an abysmal 4-10 on the road so far this season. If they want to remain competitive in the AL Central, they have to figure out how to pack their offense when they travel.
Well, Great American Ballpark might be exactly what the doctor ordered for a struggling offense. It is notoriously one of the most hitter-friendly parks in the major leagues. But the real storyline for Game 1 is the pitching matchup. The Tigers are sending Framber Valdez to the mound.
Valdez has been a stabilizing force for this rotation. He comes into this game with a 2-1 record and a very respectable 3.30 ERA. His ability to generate ground balls is going to be absolutely critical in a bandbox like Cincinnati. You keep the ball on the ground, you neutralize the dimensions of that stadium.
Right, and on the other side, the Reds are countering with Andrew Abbott, who has had a really rough start to his 2026 campaign. Abbott is currently 0-2 with a bloated 5.84 ERA. If there was ever a time for the Tigers' road bats to wake up, it's against a struggling starter in a hitter's park.
You would think so, but the Reds are an interesting team. Despite that impressive 16-9 overall record, they are only playing .500 baseball at home. They've done the majority of their damage on the road, which is the exact opposite of Detroit's problem.
It's a weird statistical quirk early in the season, but it makes this series incredibly unpredictable. Can Valdez keep the Reds' dynamic lineup in check? Can the Tigers finally capitalize on a vulnerable opposing pitcher away from home? It really feels like a tone-setting series for Detroit.
I completely agree. If they drop another road series here, especially with Valdez on the mound for Game 1, the panic meter regarding their road splits is going to start ticking up significantly. They need a strong showing tonight.
All right, let's hit a few more stories real quick before we get out of here.
We need to look at the rest of the draft board for the Lions. Round 1 is in the books, but Brad Holmes has a lot of work left to do over the next couple of days in Pittsburgh.
A. Yahoo Sports put together a breakdown of the Lions' remaining draft capital. They currently hold 8 more picks, number 50 in the second round, 2 fourth rounders, 2 fifth rounders, 2 sixth rounders, and a 7th round pick.
They have to use that capital to address the defensive side of the ball. With guys like Roy Lopez and DJ Reader departing, they have massive holes at defensive tackle and need secondary depth.
And tying right into that, Lions Wire highlights an interesting wrinkle. Detroit does not have a third-round pick this year. That creates a big gap in the middle of the draft.
Which is exactly why you have to watch Brad Holmes closely. He is notoriously aggressive. With a cluster of mid-round picks in the 4th and 5th rounds, it is highly likely we see him package those to trade up and secure a higher-tier defensive talent.
That's going to do it for today's episode. We'll be keeping a close eye on the rest of the draft and how the Tigers fare in Cincinnati. Thanks for tuning in to the Motor City Sports Rundown. We'll catch you next time.